cupcake lovers may have already heard that Crumbs Bake Shop is now closed. The New York-based publicly traded cupcake maker announced the closure yesterday and hours later shut its doors for good in dozens of stores across 10 states. The move comes after significant financial issues for Crumbs and the company's suspension from the NASDAQ stock exchange for failing to meet certain requirements. And it's raising questions about whether the boom in gourmet cupcakes is coming to an end. Jason Bellini is on the Cupcake Beat today with the Wall Street Journal. Jason is back with us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi there, Jeremy. Glad to be on the beat for you.
Yes, and on the day, by the way, that the Wall Street Journal is celebrating its 125th birthday, we're very excited to have you. So let's talk about Crumbs here. This is a company that was opened in 2003 and was later sold by the husband and wife team that opened it. It
right.
offered a whole host of different kinds of cupcakes. What led to this?
I mean, they got in at the dawn of the cupcake craze, as it was called. And, you know, Sex and the City was credited with starting it in New York City when they featured Magnolia Bakery. Well, you know, it turns out everyone started making cupcakes. And now we have what one of our reporters terms cupcake burnout, gourmet cupcake burnout. So Crumbs posted a loss of $18.2 million last year. And I did the math. That means around around $4 per cupcake, they need to sell another 4.4 million cupcakes to break even. That's
so
a lot of cupcakes.
Was this is just that they had too much competition from all of these other cupcake shops?
I mean, that's one of the factors. There's a number of things. But yeah, competition being one of them, they expanded too fast, much like Krispy Kreme did. And, you know, the field has really just become saturated, as you said, with individual bakeries, chains, grocery stores selling cupcakes. A Chicago research and consulting firm that specializes in this said that, you know, you're not going to go to Crumbs every day. So it's not like other fast foods or other types of franchises that you would frequent. You know, it's more for special occasions. And, you know, you can only build so many of these things.
What happens to employees now?
Well, there a number of them have lost their jobs. A number of stores have closed, more are scheduled to be closing. And one employee that we spoke with said they were told they're not going to be paid past Monday.
So, Jason, let's talk about the cupcake craze in general here, because as you mentioned, there are a lot of other places in New York now, Magnolia Bakery, Sprinkles in Los Angeles. It seems if you walk down a lot of streets in a lot of cities these days, you're going to see cupcakes everywhere. There's a Food Network show called Cupcake Wars, where cupcake shops across the country face off in a range of ways. Let's take a listen.
Four cupcake makers are competing in a grueling competition as they are judged on taste, presentation, and in the final competition, the last two bakers will each have to wow the judges with an incredible fantasy cupcake display.
So, Jason Bellini, is the cupcake craze over?
Well, if you were to ask Martha Stewart that question, she would say definitively not, because she's looking to China right now. She's actually trying to bring cupcakes and cakes to China, or actually the vast majority of apartments don't even have ovens. But she's trying to move the cupcake craze over there, not in terms of shops, but in terms of bringing products and recipes and other, you know, all the things that she does to China with cupcakes, leading the way east.
Well, and we should mention, by the way, Mo Rocca tweeted last night when this news first came out that cupcakes are the what did he say? The intimate cake that now we can move on to more communal desserts. Cakes. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joining us from New York. Jason, thanks so much. Go get yourself a cupcake.
I'll do that. Thanks so much.
This is Here Now.